We're in a spiritual adventure at the moment, and in the last couple of weeks we've been focused on awakening the body. Now we're going to spend a couple of weeks thinking about how we can wake up the mind. And one of the most common questions I get asked is, does my busy mind mean that I can't do mindfulness and meditation? And the answer is, having a busy mind is one of the reasons why we meditate, and it's entirely possible to settle it, calm it, with some practice, patience, and persistence. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. Our brain has evolved over millions of years to the point where it's possibly the most complex object in the universe. And it's just sitting there inside your skull. And the mind has created art, philosophy, science, landed us on the moon, created a device that you're listening to this on, designed the clothes you're wearing. But all of these accomplishments mask what the real primary purpose of the mind is, which is to keep you alive. It's to stop you walking over a cliff or eating something poisonous. And that reasonable purpose of self-preservation leads to a great deal of suffering. The mind is on the constant lookout for danger. It's like Terminator 2 when Arnie comes from the future to protect John Connor. He sees risks everywhere. So when some guys start mouthing off to John, he pulls out his gun and he's ready to kill. And that's just like us. And it's not until John sets out some principles for the Terminator that he behaves in a more reasonable, proportional, less reactive way. And that relationship is the same for us and our mind. And the first thing to realize is that you're not your mind. You're a consciousness, an awareness, and more fundamental. Your mind is a tool that you use. So when your mind contains thoughts, it's very important not to be those thoughts, to be swept away by them, not to identify with them. And I'm going to talk about this in more detail in the next episode. But for now, it's enough to possess the insight that you and your mind are two different things, like John and a Terminator. The second insight is that your mind can't be switched off. In the movie, John tries to escape the Terminator, but he can't because, as Arnie says, my mission is to protect you. He won't leave, he won't sleep, he won't switch off, just like your mind. Imagine if we could switch our minds off when we didn't want to be bothered by thought. We'd be juggling knives and drinking bleach all over the place. And our mind has kept us alive for millions of years, so naturally there isn't an off switch. This is obvious, but it's important to be aware of, because we can sometimes judge ourselves for having repetitive, intrusive thoughts that we can't get rid of. That's the mind just doing its job, and we don't have to hit the panic button and worry because our mind is busy. We can step back from it and, most importantly, accept it. Accepting our minds just the way it is, without wishing it was different, without wishing it was calm, is the first step to calming your mind. And so to allow our minds to settle, we have to train our minds, and we have to train it in a few key ways. The first is to be less reactive, and to do that, we get into the practice of noticing thoughts as they arise. And I'll talk about this a little bit more in the next episode. But one thing we can do is to set a reminder bell once an hour to stop and notice the thoughts that are running through your head. What feelings do you have associated with them? What events from the past might be feeding into those thoughts? And another way we can train our mind is to watch our thoughts from a distance. So you might imagine yourself sitting on a hill, watching those thoughts pass by and over the horizon, seeing them for what they are, which is something that you experience but are not tied to. And so in doing this, we can become friends with our mind, and it can start to calm, relax, and enjoy life a little bit more. So now we're going to do a guided meditation on our mind. I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell. And I'll start with the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Then expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm and cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your body. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your shoulders rise as you breathe in. How your stomach falls as you breathe out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I see my awareness as a sky. Breathing out, I see my thoughts as clouds passing across the sky. Awareness as a sky, thoughts as clouds. Breathing in, I notice a thought arising. Breathing out, I smile to a thought arising. Thought arising, smiling. Breathing in, I accept my thoughts without judgment. Breathing out, I smile to my thoughts. Accepting thoughts, smiling to thoughts. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. Taking a moment to focus your awareness on your body. Noticing where you're relaxed, any areas where you've become uncomfortable, and taking a moment to stretch maybe your back, your legs. Focusing on your mind. Noticing any changes. If you notice a sense of calm or peace, setting the intention to carry that through the rest of your day. And then opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're sitting in. And just a quick announcement before we go. In the description, I've got a link to a Google form, which is for if you're interested in the Be Calm, Be Happy course. You can state a preference for what days and times you can do. So a few of you have been on the Be Calm, Be Happy course that I did in September, and got really good feedback from it. So it's a great way to really develop your practice and to work on your calm and your peace. So I'd really recommend it. So have a click on the link, and if you're interested in being in the course, then maybe let me know which days and times work for you. And I hope to see you there. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion.
I build